whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features free. So enjoy those. freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll go to Matt in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was watching MSNBC a few minutes ago, and I was just wondering what you know about the Employee Free Choice Act.
I have not heard about
this.
This is the union thing.
This is it.
So this is the one where, can you explain that a little better?
Well,
I really know absolutely nothing about it, but it has to do with the union, so you can go ahead and explain it. I was calling Martin to ask.
No problem. It's my understanding, and like I haven't studied this one, there are lots of tyrannical bills out there, and on a federal level, as far as I'm concerned, they all stink, and so I don't, you know, pore over this stuff, but basically it would remove the secret ballot provision for businesses that had voted for unions or something like that. Basically, no longer would you be able to vote as a member of a union in a secret ballot.
Okay. I think that clears up my question then.
Is that all it is? Because I've also heard it's so hard, like you said, Mark, it's hard to keep track of what does what out there, what bills, you know, what new tyranny they're all going to enact upon us. But isn't there something about employees getting a guaranteed week off for all companies that have over 100 employees? That sounds like something they would put in a Employee Freedom Act, right? Where if you've got over 100 employees at your company, you'll be mandated to give every single new employee, every employee there, a paid week of vacation every single year.
So you have the freedom to get paid without having to work for it.
I recall this being discussed on the Neil Bortz show. So, yeah, maybe.
All right. So does that help clear it up for you?
Yeah, I guess that's just MSNBC-style kind of propaganda.
Well, I don't know if it's propaganda. It's just what are you referring to as propaganda? I'm sorry. What you saw on TV?
Yeah, just the act. Congress.
Well, the act itself isn't propaganda. There's likely propaganda that is surrounding the act, various different websites and media efforts and things like
that.
But the legislation itself is just words on paper. Although technically words on paper can be propaganda, it's not really being posted because it's not persuasive. Propaganda, I think, has to be persuasive to, you know, an emotional context, basically. And no legislation I've ever seen is an emotionally persuasive way. It's all very difficult to read. Thanks for the call tonight, Matt. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was wondering if you, I heard a little bit about your views about the geopolitical crisis in North Korea right now. But I think that is really a topic for concern at the moment. I had heard that the B-52s had left this afternoon Hawaii to go to Japan with nuclear weapons, and it just sort of escalates the situation right now, especially with the very poor status of the American Army and, you know, those treaties and agreements that were made 50, 60, 65 years ago that really, I think, you know, have outlived their usefulness, and just sort of, you know, quite a disaster. But also the news about the Obama gay cover-up in the Globe coming out this week regarding Obama's bisexuality and what Michelle was attempting to do to Larry Sinclair with his book coming out on Obama. I think
Obama's bi? I didn't know that. That's news to me.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that this story came out in the Globe about a week after the meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu regarding the roadmap and the belief that, you know, Jerusalem should be is actually up for discussion. It isn't, you know, just going to be, you know, for Israel as Netanyahu wants it to be.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Different things. So what I find intriguing about it is that right now I can't help but think the world leaders are laughing at the United States no bomb now.
Why?
Well, I mean, I think actually it's a good, it's sort of good talk, but no action. And
what kind of action are you looking
experience.
For?
That's basically it. I cannot imagine the more moralized geopolitical pickle for the U.S. to be in now with regard to the Korean event, what's going on in Pakistan, the U.S. covertly bombing the Pakistani civilians, the disaster in Afghanistan, and the current status of Iraq.
Let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying, because it seems like it's a little hard to follow you tonight, Frank. You're saying that the things that Obama has been doing on an international level have basically been even more of a joke than George Bush? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that at all. I think you're reading into that.
What are you saying then?
I'm just saying that right now we have political war crisis on four fronts. And we have a fairly demoralized and a very small army. And we're virtually bankrupt, as Obama said last Sunday on his interview with the Washington Press Corps.
He did say that.
We're bankrupt. We have no money.
We've been bankrupt,
you know, what
though.
Will this cost? Yeah.
How's
running
that
on
news?
Empty.
Yeah. Right now, but that's true. But Obama sort of took over a bankrupt country, and some might argue that the country has been bankrupt for decades.
Well, see, yes. I would say the president, by making that statement, would call a crisis of confidence regarding the holders of American bonds, T-bills, American securities in the corporate area regarding
anyone
portfolios.
Anyone in the financial world that didn't realize the U.S.
had,
was bankrupt?
I just have this ominous feeling that, you know, this is really it for this country.
Thank goodness.
We have a person
What is taking
who,
them so long?
Pardon me?
I say, what is taking them so long? I'm very much looking forward to the end of this country.
I think, having the President of the United States finally say it might be very good to actually wake people up and go, wow, that's kind of, people have been saying it for ages, but we're all called extremists and fringe and all this stuff, and hear the President say it, and of course that won't validate anyone. It'll just, you know.
No, and what's interesting, too, is what is going to happen with the government owning 73% of General Motors when the government can't even manage its own, let's say, government accounting office, or it can't manage its own, let's talk about the different departments. I mean, it's a sheer disaster.
That's a good question, and you're right about that.
They'll continue making the green cars as long as the Democrats are in, and that's the popular thing to make.
Mm. And they'll make SUVs.
They'll sell them at a loss, and they'll be crappy vehicles, and there'll be a lot of requirements for the American people to pay for repairs of government cars made by government motors. It's going to be a disaster, and that's that.
See, here's what I'm wondering. Will the employees, since the GM has been allowed to violate the labor agreements and the contracts with the American United Auto Workers and the other unions regarding the manufacturing of parts and components, will that mean that everyone now that is hired to work at General Motors will be a government civil servant with extended vacations, huge pension benefits, the best possible health insurance picked up by Uncle Sam? And then again, too, I have to be honest, I just can't imagine a government-made car that would be worth anything but just sort of like a Keynesian disaster. It's ridiculous.
It is going to be a disaster. You're absolutely right. I mean, you can see it all happening already, how disastrous it has been, where the Chrysler and GM have both basically taken the billions of taxpayer dollars, flushed them down the drain, and now they're back for more. This time they're ready to go bankrupt, and as you say, 70% of GM is going to be handed over to the government, and of course the government's claiming, oh, we're just going to take this for a little while, and we're going to sell it to somebody else. But of course, they've been putting their own guys on the board of directors, and it's just a mess.
They won't connect the dots either, because again, this is one of those. This is the broken window fallacy problem. Is that they see the benefits of, like, they see all these people that aren't out of a job, but they aren't seeing the harm that the taxation to support all that is causing, because it's so distributed everywhere.
You can't see what would happen. Thanks, Frank, for the call tonight. You can't see what would happen if they'd been allowed to go out of business and auction off their assets to the highest bidder, and those assets were taken by somebody who actually has some vision and somebody who's ready to innovate and try something new in the automotive field. We don't get to see that happen. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree. Most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-685-3314. 800-685-3314. That's 800-685-3314.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the number brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. Over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from fun times to serious issues. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you like what we talk about here on Free Talk Live, you should like SACL CAI and Jason Osborne, who's the principal over there at SACL CAI. They are the main sponsor of the show. They do collections, early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. They handle all of your accounts receivable needs at SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's at the upper right-hand corner of the page.
SACL
CAI.
Yes, indeed. Let's continue with your phone calls. Bill in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Just great. What's on your mind?
I don't know if this is part of your show prep already, but I thought it was worth noting. I read over at lewrockwell.com that one of our finest state troopers decided to physically assault an EMS worker while they were in transit to delivering a patient to the hospital.
Yeah, I heard about that. Mark, you were playing the video before the show. I didn't get a chance to get around to take a look at it. What did you see there?
Well, there's choking. They were choking the guy, and it was very odd.
They choked the EMT.
Yeah, the cops did.
More than one cop.
But they left him alone. They placed him under arrest, choked him, like they were going to put cuffs on him, and then
they didn't arrest him?
Yeah, then they're like, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself, kind of thing, and then walk away. It doesn't make any sense.
And he had a patient in the ambulance at the time, right?
Correct. He was taking someone to the hospital with his lights on at that
yes,
moment?
Yes, but they didn't. But he didn't give right of way to the police officers, the highway patrol, and because there was a car to his right, and he couldn't pull over.
So the cops are going to some other place?
Yeah, they're going after somebody. You know, they were saving the universe, as you know.
Yeah, from someone who was speeding or something
like that. They took care of whatever business that was.
Saw some guy throw a bag of pot out his window.
They managed to come back to the ambulance, and then they proceeded to, you know, just...
So wait, they blew by him, went and did their business with somebody else, and then found the same ambulance guy again?
Yes, ambulance guys. But
well, what they ended up doing is they ended up almost wrecking into the family member's car just to get the ambulance to stop. They basically couldn't get the EMT's attention quick enough for whatever reason, and they ended up the first responding trooper used his car to kind of clip in front of the a family member's cars, and which time when that car stopped, then the EMTs slowed down, noticed that something was going on, and then he pulled to the right.
So where was the family member's car in relation to the ambulance?
Since it isn't in the video, I am going to assume it was either on its left or it could have been the one on the right. I don't know. Nobody knows.
It would seem that you'd be behind the ambulance, that the ambulance would be the one forging the path to the hospital.
They've got the lights.
Very unusual situation. I mean, those state troopers must have really been getting off on being able to run a car off the road, basically. That's got to be really exciting for them. You know, the adrenaline rush thing.
You can imagine what it takes to get ambulance drivers to pull over. I would imagine that you pretty much do have to just force them off the road.
So the ambulance driver, hold on, so I guess I'm still
trying
to... They
probably have some notion stuck in their head that what they're doing is really important and they should be able to go.
Like it's an emergency,
saving lives,
they have to get to the hospital.
But let me see if I got this clear. So they pulled around the ambulance, they went on, the ambulance pulled over at that moment and waited for them to come back?
I don't know that aspect.
How did they find the ambulance when they came back?
Stayed wherever they were and then caught them as they went past.
Yeah, what I was thinking was one was already pursuing the assailant, and then that one just flew by while the other one was drifting around with the EMS. I don't know.
Okay.
Usually, with state troopers, if there's a pursuit in question, there's usually more than one police car involved. So there's usually two cars at least in pursuit, and they do that because when they pull over the suspect and they ask the suspect to get out of the car, there's a good chance that if it's somebody who's wanted and doesn't want to get picked up for an outstanding warrant, then shots are fired, and of course you need to have they say they need backup to prevent the loss of life. But
so they didn't arrest the EMTs. The EMTs were choked. Is the police department investigating and they're on paid leave?
They may bring charges against the ambulance driver still.
The ambulance driver.
Well, it clearly wasn't the police officer. Have you ever seen a police officer do anything wrong?
That's a good point. I mean, whenever they choke somebody, it's totally
illegal.
They are the law. That's a legal chokehold right there.
Yep.
As long as it's a chokehold the cops given someone. Well,
supposedly the ambulance driver assaulted the cops off camera was the idea.
Well, the way we define right and wrong in this society is what's written down on paper as laws and what's, you know, people having badges. If you have a badge or a black robe, then you're right.
Everything you do is
obviously.
Right.
Well, even
killing.
It's rare that they follow the crap that's written down.
No.
If it in any way doesn't coincide with what they're doing,
hey, Bill,
with what they're doing, that's not the way we interpret it.
Bill, I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Any thoughts, Elsa, on that you wanted to share?
Not on that particular topic, but I did want to share a little. A thought that ran into my mind while I was on hold. You were talking to, or you were commenting about the so-called change, and I fondly remember growing up, and maybe most of you guys have too, maybe watched a few cartoons in your day as a little kid, and I remember watching Saturday night cartoons, and they always had special messages at the end of the cartoons, you know, whether it was don't talk to strangers, or something along those lines, and then, of course, they would have little political you know, notations like, you know, say no to communism, or, you know, if what you see is unfair and unjust, speak out against it. And I just kind of find it funny that we spent 20-some-odd years telling other countries that they should adopt our way of living as far as how our government's set up. Now all of a sudden we're adopting to theirs. It's just ridiculous.
Well said, sir. Thank you for the call tonight, Bill. And speaking of that, kind of leads me into something I had for a little bit of show prep, which is actually relatively popular, got sent this by a number of people. And that is that if we're talking about how the U.S. is adopting the ideas of other countries around the world, I mean, the U.S. used to be a place where people would go to because they wanted to seek freedom. It used to be a place where it was, not so much these days, but in the past, was a beacon on a hill, essentially shouting out to the world, hey, if you want more freedom, come here. It wasn't perfectly free. It had its share of problems, but it was sure, in many ways, more free than it is today. There was not the percentage of people that we have today locked up behind bars for completely victimless crimes, as one example. But just on the list of things that the U.S. government is looking at doing that'll make us make this country more like other countries around the world would be a sales tax, a U.S. sales tax. The story is from the Washington Post. With budget deficits soaring and President Obama pushing $1 trillion-plus expansion of health coverage, some Washington policymakers are taking a fresh look at a money-making idea, long considered politically taboo, national sales tax. Commonly around the world, including in Europe, such a tax, called a value-added tax, or VAT, has not been seriously considered in the United States. Until now. 800-259-9231. Now, you may not know what a VAT is. We'll explain here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the chat rooms. We've got some brand new chat rooms. Actually, one is public. The other one is for amplifiers only. You can get to the public one by going to chat.freetalklive.com. And audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. For a free audiobook. So the story is that the U.S. federal government is desperate for cash, and they're looking to a sales tax as the solution.
Put your hand in your wallet, quick.
Common around the world, the value-added tax. And as you pointed out during the break, Dale, that's not exactly a very true statement, is it?
Sounds like an oxymoron.
Yeah,
value-added tax.
How would a tax ever add value to anything? Well, that aside, it's not ever been seriously considered in the United States until now. Advocates say few other options can generate the kind of money that the nation will need to avert fiscal calamity. It's going to generate money. See, the value-added tax is going to make money out of thin air. Well, that's the Federal Reserve's job. I guess generate is not the right term. They mean bring more money into the federal government. But will it really? Because what they don't seem to either understand or admit to is that there's only so much going on out out there as far as economic activity is concerned. And the more you tax it, the less likely people are going to be to spend. The more
it's almost like overfishing a lake or something.
Yeah.
You know, you think of the free economy as the portion that produces, and then the government goes in and takes from it. But every time you take from it, those are, you know, it's the lake that has fish in it. The fish reproduce. The more fish in there, the more they can reproduce. If you take too much, then you stifle your production.
Absolutely and true. I mean, it's a great analogy.
It's actually happened historically, too, when they've done, they've actually had higher revenue come from at times when they've lowered taxes. They've had no increase in revenue from times when they've raised taxes or nowhere near proportionate to the amount they raise taxes.
Just happened in Maryland.
You know,
last year in Maryland, they had X number of dollars come in. They put a new tax on millionaires, and I guess this year, the first 3 months or whatever, they've collected less money than they did the year preceding because, I assume either A, there are fewer millionaires because there's a downturn in the economy. And I don't really understand this term millionaires. How do you tax somebody for the amount of money they have? I would assume it's people that make over $1 million
per year. Likely that.
But they do that, though.
They probably heard it and moved it to Virginia.
My friend was telling me there, I don't know if this is still the case, it was a couple years ago, that Sweden has a 1% tax on your assets. So they will bleed you away if you don't continually produce. They will bleed away all of your assets at 1% at a time. And I think there's a combination of factors that cause that effect of taxing more and getting less income from it and slowly destroying the GDP. And I think it's things like I think people, you know, there's the money taken out of the economy directly. That has a direct impact because all of a sudden this company who had money to spend to support some other company, maybe the people who wash their windows, they can only hire people to wash their windows every other week now.
Or they just
try to do it themselves. So the window washing company might go out of business or lose employees, and then unemployment goes up. That's very indirect. All of it's very indirect. You don't know who was hurt by the tax, but there's that stuff. Money comes straight out of the economy that would have gone into something else, and it hurt somewhere else.
So back to the seen and the unseen.
Now, the window company isn't paying taxes, right? They were on the income they were making because they've been hurt economically, and no one makes this connection.
And there's all kinds of fallout, and you're right. It's very difficult to take a look at that and actually come to understand all of the different areas that this tax has harmed people in. But one thing that you can definitely look at is I think you can just look at your own personal life and try to imagine. I don't imagine many of our listeners are millionaires or in that they're making $1 million a year, but just try to imagine that you are. And try to imagine that, you know, let's say you're running a business or something like that, and that, you're doing pretty well for yourself. You're getting your employees paid. You're getting, the bills paid, and you're managing to pull in over $1 million every single year. You give some of it to charity. You give whatever you do with your money. Life is good. Then all of a sudden the government comes in and says, yeah, we're going to start taxing you 50% instead of 25%. I don't know what the actual numbers are here, right? We're just playing with some numbers. 50% is what you're going to pay now. So instead of making $1 million a year, you're only going to take home $500,000 a year. So what you do is you look at your business and you say, well, and unless you're somebody that really loves government and really feels great about being taxed, I mean, unless you're saying to yourself, yeah, man, I've just been waiting my whole life to have you take 50% of my income. Why didn't you do this sooner?
Now I can get better government services.
Right. Since most people that I know at least don't have that particular perspective on life, what they might do is they might decide, I'm putting in 60-hour work weeks. Because usually when you get ahead in life, it's because you're doing more than the average, right?
Yeah.
So you're and not, I'm not saying that working harder means you're going to get more money, but when you're running your own business, you're doing a lot of stuff yourself, especially in the very beginning. And just generally, if you want to maximize your profits, you're doing a lot yourself. Plus, it's hard to find good help. So you look at your business and you say, well, man, I'm working 60 hours a week and I was making $1 million a year as a result of it. Now I'm going to make, half of that amount. Or I guess maybe they were making $750,000. Now they're going to make $500,000, whatever. I'm making significantly less after this new tax. So why don't I just do 40 hours a week and make $700,000 a year, get underneath that threshold to where they'll only tax me 25%. Then I'll take home around $500,000 and I'll have done less work. I won't have to pay as much in taxes.
It absolutely happens. I'm the example. I'm the prime example. I was no millionaire, but I was, a software developer, and we make good money. And I just gave it up. I said, I'm just fed up with it. I'm sick of busting my ass doing something I don't particularly enjoy because it pays really well, only to have the government take half of it. That's an understatement.
They're taking half from you.
Well, I don't know. I'm not saying just income tax. You know.
Yeah.
You know, but pretty close to pretty big chunk, and that and all the other hidden taxes and everything. At some point, you say, well, if I can get by on a whole lot less money, I can just have a much happier life. I mean, I don't want to bust my ass just to hand it all over to something that I think is harmful. Not just that's wasteful. Calling the government wasteful, I think, is being too kind. You know, I think it's actually, they're using that money and doing harmful things.
Absolutely.
And, the warmongering, I think the welfare state creates more poverty and keeps people in poverty. I think it's actually doing really harmful things. And so I think there really are a lot of people out there that at some point you just get fed up and you say, I'm just not going to bust my behind anymore for this.
Right. But you made kind of a real drastic change. You changed from one career into just kind of a whole new life for yourself. I'm talking about somebody that's doing X and wants to continue doing X. Let's say they're happy with what they're doing, but now they're getting taxed twice as much as they've been taxed in the past. So even if they're happy with what they're doing, they may not be so happy having to work as hard for less. So they'll work less hard and maybe make as much or close to as much as what they used to make. And that way, less will happen in the economy. Less people will get paid as a result of that. Less business will be done as a result of that. And all of those consequences you're talking about down the chain will happen there. And so you take that out and you multiply it out times every other producer out there, everybody else who's in the marketplace providing a product or service. A lot of those guys are just going to kick back and say, you know, I could be playing golf.
Well, that has a ripple effect. It happens in all kinds of economies around the world. It has happened. But it has a ripple effect because, again, you know, you decide I'm only going to hire the window washers every other week. Yep. Now the window washing company now has less money. Maybe they have to lay people off. And then the window washing company, whoever, the company they bought their cleaning supplies from, they're not buying as much anymore.
And then the government goes and raises taxes.
Them.
And then they'll raise taxes again. If they
we don't have enough money now. We're not making as much money as we thought we were, so we raise taxes some more. And they just keep putting people between a rock and a hard place.
Well, these VAT taxes are end-user taxes, like all taxes are end-user taxes.
We didn't even talk about what they are.
The consumer has to pay them, so therefore, since Americans, by and large, spend their entire paycheck, the prices are going to go up on everything because, well, now it costs more because there's an additional tax.
Let's come back
and have less stuff to buy.
Yeah, let's talk about it because we didn't even talk about that in the last segment. We'll get to that. What's it mean? What is a VAT tax? It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Show Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Talking about tonight how the U.S. government people are starting to look at a new idea, at least for the United States, as far as collecting taxes from people are concerned. The VAT tax, the so-called value-added tax, which, as Dale pointed out, that's an absolute joke of a name, but nonetheless, that's what it's called, and that's what they're considering. We're going to get back into that. We'll tell you what a VAT is here in a moment, but first want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And of course, those amp dollars allow us to reach out to other stations that aren't carrying the show and bring them on board, which is a long, painstaking process, but it does eventually pay off. Today, when it rains, it pours. I got 2 brand new affiliates for the show signed on today.
But you can't announce them, right?
I cannot announce them. Well, yeah, I probably can't. I don't ever want to jinx the affiliates, but I can say that one of them is going to be a brand new weeknight affiliate.
Weeknight. Huge.
And I can say that one of them is going to be a brand of both FM affiliates, which is cool, you know, because I like FM. It's hip. And so the other one's going to be a Saturday night affiliate on the number one talk station in that particular market, which happens to be a market we've actually used to be in. Now, you might be able to figure it out based on that. If you've been paying attention
for
a long
time. You'd really have to know something.
Yeah, you'd really have to know our affiliate list. And we're going to the Talkers New Media Seminar next weekend. Dale and Gardner are going to be filling in next Friday night. And then Gardner and Julia will be filling in next Saturday night. So we will continue bringing you live content as we're on vacation. Well, it's not really vacation. I guess we're going to be working. I don't want to make it sound like it's a vacation. We're
vacating the studio.
Yes, we will no longer be in the studio. We'll be in New York City at the Talkers New Media Seminar. I'll be giving a brief speech. I'll be introducing the editor of Talkers Magazine during the internet panel, which I'm pretty excited about. I mean, wow, that's an amazing honor for somebody like me in the position that we're in. Little old Free Talk Live, we've been given the opportunity, or I've been given the opportunity to speak this year. Maybe, Mark, someday you'll get up there.
I don't really want to speak during those things. I just want to participate in the Talk Radio Rumble.
Yeah, oh man, that would be a lot of fun. Why can't you describe that, Mark?
Talk Radio Rumble is usually 8 talk show hosts, 4 from the right and 4 from the left. And in the green corner, you'll have the folks, you know, fighting it, threshing it out over public policy. And I think right. they spend about a minute and a half or 2 minutes on different. The whole thing lasts maybe 45 minutes. And the moderator will toss out different things and then ask a specific talk show host, and somebody will jump in and, you know, rip him one, and it just goes back and forth.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch that happen, and some talk show hosts are more entertaining than others. Like Lionel, he just tears them up.
Yeah, Lionel's very funny. My man cow gets right on the mic and talks into it like this. It's hilarious.
All right, so yeah, we're going there, and we're going there because of the amplifier. So that's one of the many things that we do with the amplifier money that's coming in is Free Talk Live being at this convention. All of the who's who of talk radio are in attendance, and them seeing us there makes us part of the who's who, and it makes us more likely to pick up brand new affiliates and things like that. So thank you to all of the Free Talk Live amplifiers who have supported the show. If you've been on for years, thank you so much. If you've been on for 3 weeks, thank you. It's all because of you. Amp.freetalklive.com is where you can go to become an amplifier. You get perks, too. So, the value-added tax. Rather than trying to explain it ourselves, because we've never had to deal with one in this country, let's go to the UK, where Gavin is on the line. And Gavin, I'm not sure why you were calling, but you are in the UK, and I believe you have a value-added tax, so call over there. Is that true?
Yeah, it's a scam.
How's that work? What is it? Explain to the Americans that have no idea what a value-added tax is.
Well, to be completely fair, VAT doesn't apply to food or baby food or baby clothes or children's clothes, that sort of thing. But it's important that you need to go out to work, isn't it? You one would think, but you have to pay VAT on your petrol, for example, on your fuel, as you call it over there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great big scam. I mean, if VAT is nothing but a backdoor tax, and if anything, you should just, if you're going to have taxation, it needs to be completely honest, and at least on your income, so that everybody can, well, hopefully be irate about the amount of tax they pay. But everything you buy, apart from certain things, you pay VAT on.
But you don't see it, do you? As a consumer, it doesn't show on a receipt that there's a tax there.
Well, in some countries in Europe, it does.
Really?
I believe in France, they do have the price of the good and then the VAT added and then the total.
Hmm.
But it certainly in the UK, you don't have that as such. When you go around the shop, you will see the prices including VAT.
Right.
And when you actually go to pay at the till at the checkout, you are not it doesn't come as so much of a shock, and that's what government tends to do. Certainly in this country,
that's what they did with the income tax as well. It used to be you paid, actually wrote a check to the government for your income taxes, and they eventually started just deducting it from everyone's pay. It just sort of became natural that was already gone when you saw your check, so it didn't bother you so much.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I mean, I've heard Mark say in the past that perhaps you need to have reduce the bureaucracy, have the money taken direct out of your account, out of your paycheck, if you like. But I don't think, that's what happens here. It's called pay as you earn. But it's not the best thing. You need to be able to write the check to the government. Because that way you have the ability, you have the freedom to say, back off. I don't want to pay you either all of it or a certain proportion of it. You have the freedom to rebel against your own government. I disagree with Mark in that respect.
I don't know. I've said the withholding tax is one of the worst things facing Americans right now. So I don't know exactly what you got that from. I think the withholding tax is terrible.
I think there's, you also get the sense of the harm that it does. You know, it's one thing that a lot of people have a difficulty understanding that taxes do harm. And the way I try to get them to wrap their head around it is to look back in their life at any time they were having financial difficulties. Let's say they were having trouble paying their rent one month, or they need to get their car fixed so they could go to work every day, but they didn't quite have enough money to get their car fixed. And they were thinking, well, do I have to borrow money or something like that? And add up, like, look at any one of those cases and ask yourself, would you have been in that predicament if you hadn't ever paid any taxes? And then you realize how much economic harm it does, and you realize, like, wow, this actually is a huge difference in my lifestyle. That I, you know, you start to think about what you're giving up, supposedly in exchange for these government services. Like I said, I think government does harm, and it's not just wasteful. But think of what you're actually giving up and the harm that you're actually being, that's actually being done so that you can pay your taxes.
Yeah, yeah, but you should have the freedom to withhold some of your taxes. And under a PAY system, the pay-as-you-earn system, having it automatically deducted by a bunch of bureaucrats in your national, through your national bureaucracy, or indeed VAT when you go and pay for a product, I mean, VAT is better than having money deducted from your pay, but
I suppose it is, because then at least you could use the black market. Like if you got to take your whole paycheck home and you just had to pay a VAT tax on products you bought at the store, you could try to find products outside of the legal channels and you could avoid taxation entirely that way. So I agree with you there, Gavin. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, can I just say that I've joined the Free State Project. I've signed
congratulations!
Yeah, I heard that. Thank you.
A couple of weeks ago, and I've this evening become an amplifier. So,
excellent.
Which is lovely. But what I would say, I find it one of the things I find really interesting is when international callers phone your show, that there are certain words that are not acceptable under your broadcasting.
Yes, the pesky FCC gets in the way and threatens to take the licenses that they have given away from the stations that we are on should certain naughty words go out over their airwaves and get complained about.
That's right. I mean, use the word. Can I use the C word? C-R-A?
C-R-A-P? Crap? Sure, you can say crap.
Yep. Yep.
Well, but you can't talk about doing that in someone's orifices or something like that. You can't get too descriptively detailed as to sexual excretory functions and things like that. I might have even gotten too detailed there. Thank you for the call tonight, Gavin. 800-259-9231. They don't actually have any lines drawn. So
no,
you
that's
don't know.
Really the sad part about it.
More coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.